So you can now
yes
touch this big stone. It's very big.
Wow. And it has indeed, I feel like
I'm
chains.
I'm here on the other side, so you can hear maybe the distance between you and me. And there's maybe 2 meters.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this stone is very big, and there is a lot of chains to keep it here. Yeah. It's a stone we found when we were building the tunnel of Quantz in Liège. So it's a highway. We are going under a hill, and when we were building that, we found this very strange circle, like a meteorite stone, and we decided to make something of it. And it's why an artist who is called Dutriveau decided to put it here and to make some chains to prevent the stone to rise to the sky again. So it's to keep
wow.
it here. Yeah. And around it there is 8 stones with the shape of suitcase. Maybe you can come here, follow me here. This
okay.
stone is like a big suitcase, because
oh,
if
yeah.
you take your hand there, you feel that, yeah?
Yeah?
It's like a suitcase, but in stone. And it's like a symbol from the artist to talk about traveling and the journeys. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And on that suitcase, he graves some things. It's a text from Georges Simenon.
Okay.
And Georges Simenon, do you know Georges Simenon?
Not really, no.
It's a famous author from
yeah.
Liège.
Yeah. Hotel La Simone.
We are just in front of the Hostel Simenon also.
Yeah.
And there is the street, Georges Simenon, so everything in Outremeuse has a link to Georges Simenon. And so he's a really famous author. He wrote some books about the Inspector Maigret, who is like a policeman an inspector who has to solve some problems, some murders in the city of Liège or in Paris.
Yeah.
So Georges Simenon became really famous, and the books were translated in a lot of different languages. So now some people from Spain, from Poland, from Asia knows Georges Simenon, because it was translated in a lot of languages. So he's quite famous. There is some movies about the stories also. And here, the text who is on the stones, I can read it. First in French, because you have to hear the original text in French, and after I can say the translation. So in French. Il marchait sur la grande route, dans le soleil, une toute petite ombre à ses pieds, et il allait à enjambées souples, de l'ombre d'un arbre à l'ombre d'un autre arbre, à travers des losanges de soleil. And now the translation in English. He walked on the main road, in the sun, with a tiny shadow at his feet. And he went with supple strides from the shadow of a tree to the shadow of another tree through rambleses of sunlight. This is about this sculpture.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for reading in both languages.
Yeah.